Much depends on what happens in the coming month. Imagine, for the sake of argument, that the epidemiological curves I've obsessed over all year ultimately play out in our favor, and we can return to some semblance of normal. Imagine that effective treatments are found that make COVID-19 short-term and curable for just about anyone. Imagine that a vaccine is developed soon and that a significant portion of the world population gets it. If all that happens, why wouldn't we emerge from this with a greater appreciation of the scientific enterprise in all its messy brilliance? I tried to hold on to that hope, despite the catcalls of politicians and personal choice zealots who second-guess everything the scientists do. I try to tell myself that sometimes our better angels prevail, and that there's an army's worth of better angels, scientists, educators, doctors, nurses, public health advocates, who since that eerie image of the spiky coronavirus started haunting our collective dreams, have been working tirelessly toward a happy ending. That's the ending I'm trying to believe in, where we emerge from this with a renewed appreciation of science as humanity's best chance of a salvation from suffering and untimely death.